You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. On this podcast, we're discussing current events from a biblical perspective. This episode is being released on April 15th, 2021. And this week, we're going to be talking about complementarianism. And if you're not sure what that word means, we'll define it shortly. But what we're going to be dealing with today is an important discussion about gender roles. For links to the story we'll be talking about, as well as related materials, and we've got a lot of materials to share with this episode, you can check out the show notes, plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/041521. So now for our story this week. Is complementarianism an essential Bible doctrine? From Religion News Service, their article titled, Beth Moore Apologizes for Her Role in Elevating Complementarianism Theology That Limits Women Leaders. The article says, first she shook the evangelical world by leaving the Southern Baptist Convention. Now Beth Moore, arguably the evangelical world's most famous Bible teacher, has begged forgiveness for supporting the theology of male headship rooted in many evangelical cultures. In a Twitter thread Wednesday, April 7th, Moore took aim at complementarianism, the 20th century theological framework that argues men and women were created for different roles and that effectively champions male headship and female submission. For some evangelicals, complementarianism is a line in the sand. Those who question it are seen as undermining belief in the Bible. Moore said that was wrong. Let me be blunt, Moore tweeted. When you functionally treat complementarianism, a doctrine of man, as if it belongs among the matters of first importance, yea, as a litmus test for where one stands on inerrancy and authority of Scripture, you are the ones who have misused Scripture. You went too far. She also apologized for her past view on the matter. I beg your forgiveness where I was complicit, she said on social media. I could not see it for what it was until 2016. I plead your forgiveness for how I just submitted to it and supported it and taught it. Now, before we begin, there are three points that we need to make at the outset before we get into this discussion. Number one, complementarianism. That's a word that, a fancy word that people have invented to describe the belief that men and women have been given separate and distinct roles by God in the home and in the church. Roles that complement one another. But this is why the title of the article mentioned this idea of limiting women. They are limited to the role of women, just as the same way men would be limited to the role of men. Second point is that we also need to be careful about fancy words like this. Sometimes people have to come up with fancy words to describe their belief because what they believe is not found in the Bible. Other times, people come up with a fancy word to describe a doctrine that is in the Bible, but they just don't like it. And we're going to see what the Bible teaches about gender roles. I don't use the term complementarianism when I teach, but we're going to see what the Bible teaches about gender roles as we go throughout this episode. And the third thing I want to get out of the way first, I normally hesitate to share news stories from the Religion News Service. I follow them somewhat just to see what they're posting, but I generally hesitate from sharing content from them because they are strongly left-leaning and progressive, both religiously and politically. Religiously more, that is more of the problem. But even in this article that will be linked in the show notes, where they made it very clear that they do not believe that there are different roles for men and women, and we'll see, they are wrong about that. But they managed to make the claim that not only are they against the idea that there are different roles for men and women, but they also made the claim that teaching what the Bible says about gender roles is somehow connected to racism embedded in evangelical churches. So they are very progressive, very left-leaning, and you need to take fair warning about anything you read from Religion News Service on that website. However, I'm sharing it here because I thought it would be helpful to share the perspective of those who hold an opposing view on this topic. Now, I'm not a Southern Baptist, and I'm not a follower of Beth Moore, but in trying to stay somewhat aware of what's going on in the religious world, I do know about her. And her recent departure from the Southern Baptist Convention denomination was a huge religious news story. The SBC holds to more traditional views on gender roles, and Beth Moore, as a popular teacher and influencer, seemed to be getting as close to the line as she could, remaining with the SBC, but not crossing the line over into violating those gender roles that they held to. But now she's trying to erase that line. And her attack on complementarianism, as she described it, as many people describe this, that her attack on this is being hailed as being as significant as the shouts of the Israelites around Jericho before the city walls fell down. I'm not stating that as an exaggeration. This is actually what someone said who's quoted in that article. And so you can read the article to see that comment, if you know, if that's as unbelievable to you as it would be to me if I didn't read it, that they are saying that this is as significant an attack on what the Bible teaches on gender roles, or as they call it, complementarianism, as the Israelites shouting around the walls of Jericho before they fell down. So for now, forget the word complementarianism. I've already said the word more times in this episode than I have ever in my life. It's not a word that normal people use. It's one of those words that people use to make themselves sound smarter than other people. So I want us to, for right now, forget that word and just look at what the Bible teaches about gender roles, because that's really at the root of this. Regardless of what you call it, it's a question about roles for men and women. Are they different, or can women and men essentially function in the same roles regardless of the context, regardless of who they are? And what does the Bible teach about that? So that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. So what are some Bible principles and teachings that we need to understand in order to have a proper framework and understanding about what God expects of this, not what society wants, but what God expects, what He has revealed, and that He wants His people to follow? Number one, God made male and female to complement one another. After creating the first man, God said that it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him, Genesis 2:18. And so He created woman, as we read about that later in Genesis chapter 2, because man was incomplete without her. Man needed woman. God created woman as to be a helper suitable for him, to complement him. Number two, men are to be providers and protectors. God gave man the role of working for his food. Genesis chapter 3, when God gave Adam instructions, He said that you will work from the sweat of your face, you will eat bread, you will toil, you will labor. As husbands, they are to love their wives just as Christ loved the church. They are to nourish them and cherish them as Christ also does the church, Paul explained in Ephesians chapter 5. And Paul also used very strong language to emphasize the need for men to work in order to provide for their families. He said over in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." Where else in Scripture are you going to find a place where an apostle or some inspired writer says that if you do this, you have denied the faith and are worse than an unbeliever? But Paul said that about the responsibility for the man to provide for his family. So God designated men as having this role, to be the providers and the protectors. Point number three, women are to be the helpers and the nurturers. We already read Genesis 2 and verse 18, where the woman was formed, Eve was made, was created by God in order to be a helper suitable for Adam. Or the King James uses the word help meet. Eve was to offer support, and Genesis 3:16 says her desire was to be for her husband. In Proverbs 31, you have the description of the excellent wife who was diligently engaged in the work of supporting her husband and her family. That was her focus. That was her role, and she was commended for that. Paul explained that the young women were to be taught to love their husbands, love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. That's over in Titus chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Point number 4, men and women have different roles in the home, in the church, and in society. In the home, wives are to submit to their husbands. Ephesians 5, 22 through 24 talks about that, that the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church. In the church, Paul explained in 1 Timothy 2 that women are not to teach or to exercise authority over a man. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 12. He said in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 34 that women are to keep silent in the churches. The context there is not saying that she is not to utter any sound at all. That would exclude her from being able to sing or to do things like that. The context is about leading in worship, publicly proclaiming the word of God. And even in society, the wise man indicated in that passage about the virtuous woman or the excellent wife in Proverbs 31, the husband of that excellent wife, it says in verse 23, was known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land, which indicates the fact that he was in a public position of leadership among the people. And what was the excellent wife doing? She was taking care of and overseeing and seeing to the matters at home and that related to that. But then the fifth point, and this is important because those who attack what the Bible teaches about men and women having different roles in God's arrangement, they will say that, well, that just means that you're claiming that women are inferior, that men are better than women, that women are second class, and that's not at all what I am saying or anyone that I know who believes as I do on this and who accepts what the Bible teaches on this. I've not met anyone who believes that women are second class, who thinks that women are inferior to men. So the fifth point that we need to understand is that despite the different roles, men and women are equal. Again, many people believe that because the Bible describes the distinct roles for men and women, and we've only covered these just very quickly here in this episode, but they believe that, well, if the Bible says that, that must mean that women are inferior because men are given the role of headship. Yet Paul made it very clear that despite the different roles, men and women are equal in Christ. He said over in Galatians 3 and verse 28, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And just as God is the head of Christ, in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 3, and they are equal with one another, we can see that in passages like John 5 and verse 18. And so man is the head of woman, again that same passage, 1 Corinthians 11, 3, yet they are equals. There's a role for headship, but that doesn't mean the man is superior to the woman. Just as God the Father is head over Christ, and yet they are equal with one another. So the bottom line for all this is that many in our society want to believe that there is no difference between males and females regarding their roles and responsibilities. Yet the Bible shows us that while men and women are equal, God has given different roles to each. So as our society continues to move further away from the principles found in the Word of God, we need to guard against compromising our convictions and drifting away from the standard that He's given us. For many people, the Bible is old-fashioned, backwards, bigoted, racist, sexist, and standing in the way of progress. Those who believe the Bible are going to be labeled that way too. And so if a, quote, conservative denomination like the SBC can run into issues like this, where you have a prominent individual who had a position of influence, this woman, Beth Moore, and then she has left that denomination now, and now you have attacks against them as far as, you know, what they believe on gender roles. If a conservative denomination, and they are in many ways probably viewed as conservative, if they can run into this, we need to not think that, well, this couldn't happen to us in the church. I received an email from someone just this past week in reply to an article that I sent out that I wrote called The Need for Godly Men, and I'll include that link in the show notes as well. And he mentioned the fact that there were weak men encouraging women to take their place in society because the men didn't want to fulfill their role, and so they were perfectly fine with women fulfilling that role, and he was exactly right. And I replied that as many of our brethren want to follow along with the world on so many issues, at some point, they will not only allow women preachers or women leading in worship, but they will not even understand how anyone could oppose that idea. And I wasn't talking about some of the more liberal and progressive brethren. I told him that I meant conservative, or what we might have thought were conservative brethren, that they're going to allow women preachers. They're going to allow women leading in worship, and they're not going to have any idea how anyone could oppose that. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that prediction will not pan out. But too often we do see brethren following along with the world. They're just a few years behind. So to answer the question that we started with, is, going back to that word, complementarianism, is that an essential Bible doctrine? Well, if the Bible teaches it, then it would be. It is essential to believe and practice what the Word of God says. But again, take out the word. Take out the word that most people, if they hear it, they don't even know what it means. What the Bible teaches about gender roles. Is there a different role for men and women taught in the Bible? And we can see in the scriptures that yes, that is taught in the Bible. Now, because of the time that we have here, we just scratched the surface as far as what the Bible teaches on this. If you want to read more about this or learn more about this, I encourage you to check out the show notes. I have several links in there, ones that were kind of the basic points that we covered in this episode were taken from an article that I wrote on gender roles, which is also part of a book that I published not too long ago on social issues. And there are other links as well. Recently, I helped publish a book by Nancy Thomas called A Woman of Worth that is a study of Proverbs 31, where she goes in and talks about what that passage teaches about the role of women, and it's really geared toward a women's study, Bible study, or personal study, but it goes into and talks about what a woman's role is, what the Bible teaches about that. And then a few other articles that I've linked that are on the Plain Bible Teaching website that deal with this issue, several things in there. I think probably more links than I normally do on one of these podcasts. So check those out at the show notes and read up more on that if you're interested in learning more or following up on this material. So that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and hopefully helpful. For links to the news story that we talked about and, again, several other relevant links, visit the show notes for this episode, plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/041521. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. So if you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode or any of the episodes where we release where we talk about current events from a biblical perspective, please share this with them. Also, if you see a news story that you think might make for a good discussion, you can email that to me. I would appreciate it. You can send it to andy@plainbibleteaching.com. So thanks again for listening. I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.